This is Utah Public Radio. I'm Shalane Smith-Needham. It's time again for our weekly movie review with our film guru, Casey T. Allen. Hi, Casey.
We're together again.
Yes, we are. Ready or Not is the film you will review for us this week. Tell us what it's about and if you liked it.
Co-directors Matt Bettinelli-Ulpin and Tyler Gillette have another entry in the canon of the horror-thriller genre, that is one half Agatha Christie mystery and one half Bloody Hunting contest. An innocent bride marries into a super-rich family that have built their multi-generational fortune on board games. But instead of honeymoon bliss, the wedding night is a night of initiation for the new bride, who is lured into a deadly game of hide-and-seek to follow an important family tradition. What could turn into a lame excuse to only show a string of elaborate death scenes, Ready or Not aims a bit higher to explore tenuous family relationships and mix in dark, campy humor. Some brilliantly arresting horror films about realistic murder already exist that will truly scare any viewer or at least make them feel uncomfortable, like Wolf Creek from 2005 or I Saw the Devil from 2010. Ready or Not is not one of those films, but it doesn't want to be. With absurd deaths, antique hunting weapons, and filthy insults, Ready or Not feels like a game or sporting event itself, with murder as the embellished spectacle. The explosive orgy of blood and guts goes too far in the ridiculous vibe and is not a fulfilling climax, but Ready or Not is a mostly fun romp that will get people laughing.
So a mild recommendation, maybe?
Yes, mild is a good word for it. It was still fun, but just not superb.
All right. Thanks for being here, Casey.
My pleasure.